I hope you're all doing well, and welcome to another podcast. Just a quick message I wanted to share with you guys. It just hit me, and I thought, ooh, let me talk about this. So obviously, I finished my quiet time not too long ago, so I shared a few posts on my Instagram. And then I was just scrolling through my Instagram, and I came across this post that says, "The truth doesn't have to be polite," or something like that anyway. And it just, straight away, I just remembered this thing. I know it's usually amongst African people, African parents and all of that, and it's something that I've actually wanted to talk about for a long time, but I've just never crossed my mind to do it again. So when I saw that post, I said, oh, that reminds me of the time where you say, you know, as I don't know, but as a young African person, you say the truth, you know, you say the truth, you say how you feel, you're saying the truth. And in one way or the other, just because you're saying the truth, and you're saying this truth to an older person, you're saying the truth about them and because they are older, they see it as an offense. I don't get it. I just don't understand it at all. I don't know why. And that's saying, that post that I saw on Instagram is what really, you know, got me. You know, they tell you, oh, okay, from my, obviously, as always, I will always talk from my own experience. This was a long time ago, actually. And there was a big issue, and basically all I did was just say what happened. Like, literally, I just narrated to everyone what actually happened, what was going on. And the person that the whole thing transpired from was there, and is an older person. And all I just did, and trying to be as polite, as respectful as possible, I even said, with all respect, I know you mean well. You meant well by saying the things I said, but this is what you said. That's all. And I was trying to explain it to other people that this is literally what, and at the end of the day, that was what happened. And I just said, this, so because of what you said and whatever, this is why this so-so person has reacted in so-so-so way. Me trying to be the one that wants to, like, bring the peace, basically. I wanted to bring the peace and just explain why what you said or what you did made this other person did what happened. You know, just trying to kind of, you know, let everyone be clear as to what happened, as to what transpired, as to why this person has done these certain things. That was all. That was my intention. Hey, so for some reason or the other, the person was really, really upset. It was proper upset. And I was like, I didn't do nothing. And then I said, I don't know. I mean, all I said was just say what happened, really. And then for me to hear later on that, oh, I was being very disrespectful to the person, I was very rude, and I'm like, how? In what way? Thankfully, there were people there to back me up, to say she didn't do nothing. All she did was just say the truth. That's all. She didn't say anything to disrespect the person in any shape or form. All she did was just explain what happened. That's all. And pretty much that's all. But that is what I don't understand. And I've heard of other certain circumstances as well, whereby, you know, you say your truth, you say what happened, you say how you feel, and for some reason they see it as you being disrespectful to them. I don't understand. I don't get it at all. So if you're not letting your younger person, your child or someone that is younger to say what is on their mind, say their own truth, say how they feel. Because at the end of the day, what all they're doing is saying how they feel and what is going on with them, how what you have said or how you have acted has affected them and has made them feel that way. If you're saying that as disrespect, there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. And that is why we live in a world where, you know, children go wild. As soon as they have the chance, they go wild. Young people, that's why they go wild, because if they can't fully express themselves or say how they feel in their own environment, in their own so-called family, you know, because they are older people, because you have to respect them. I don't understand how older people define respect. I just don't understand at all. I don't get it, because if you're not letting your younger ones express themselves because what they're saying is true, is the truth, you know it, and like they say, the truth hurts. But because what they have said, which is the truth, is hurting you, you class this as disrespect, you're being disrespectful. So I don't really understand how our African parents really think about certain things, you know. And this thing needs to be addressed. It needs to, you know, we need to, how will I say it, I don't even know the word for it. We just need to readdress this and let our older parents understand that, yes, the truth is, when your children are telling you the truth, just accept it. Don't say it as disrespect. Now, in a way, especially when the child is actually saying it in the most respectful way as they can, you know, you need to appreciate that. And even, yes, maybe they are saying, they may have spoken to you in a wrong way, in your own understanding. For before you even lash out at them, before you even start saying, oh, you're being disrespectful or whatever, actually find the words, look deep into the words, into the things that they have said. Try and put it together, because at the end of the day, you are the older one. You are the one that was probably, you have experienced certain things and growing up yourself. So you probably have a better understanding of what they are trying to say, even though they're not really saying it the way you probably expect them to say it. Be the older person, be the more mature person, and first of all, sit down, try to, you know, digest, or try and understand the meaning behind the words. Try and understand what they're saying first before you start lashing out and start saying, oh, you're disrespectful, or before you start coming to that conclusion to say they're being disrespectful because what they've actually said hurt you, which in most cases is the truth. So yeah, that's why I just feel like our older people need to. And to be honest with you, it's not only older people or parents. Sometimes even fellow African person like us, or fellow non-African person, let's even say that, it's something that we need to actually try and adopt and try to, you know, understand. I remember one time someone said something. I was not in the right mood. Okay, this is a different scenario, but I was not in the right phase. But someone said something to me, and I had to be like, okay, before I lash out, before I start coming to conclusion, I asked the person, okay, before I come to conclusion, before I lash out or do it, say something I don't want to say, let me try and understand you. You know, that's what we should try to do. Try and understand the person first before we start coming to the conclusion as to why the person may have said this, or the person has been disrespectful or whatever. I know it can be very difficult sometimes, but when it comes to the case of an older person and a younger person, it is our position as an older person to actually calm ourselves down first. Try and understand what the person is trying to say, because younger people may be less privileged, less experienced. Don't take that word into context too much. Don't think about, you know. Okay, what I'm trying to say, that as an older person, being the older person, you have to be, it is your responsibility, I believe, as the older person, to actually calm down first. Try and understand where that younger person is coming from, because you need to understand that they are younger than you, and the way they probably express the words, or the way they may have said certain things, may not be the way you wanted to, or may not be the way you feel like you think they should have done it, or whatever way you may be thinking. Whichever way, you are the older person. You are the one that needs to sit down and actually find out what, and actually try and puzzle those words together and actually find, you know what, and think and say, okay, there is some truth in what this person is saying. This person is actually saying the truth. Or just actually, you know, reflect on those words first before you start lashing out and start coming to a conclusion and saying the person has been disrespectful. The person may not have been disrespectful. It's just the way you feel about the person. It's just the way, the fact that the person has said the truth, and you can't take it. You can't handle the truth. A lot of the time, that's what's happened. So, assess the whole situation first. Assess yourself first. Assess the words the person has said first. Before you start saying, oh, you're a bit disrespectful because the person spoke back to you. What is wrong in a person speaking back to you? What is wrong in communication? I don't understand how parents will be thinking, oh, because you say something, they shouldn't say something back. And then you go out, and then when they go out to the world, you say, I wanted to defend yourself. I raised you better than this. It's a lie, you didn't. Because even when they try to talk and express themselves, you say they are disrespecting you. So yeah, I just something that I just have to say, because I just don't understand how parents tell you not to talk back at them, or when you say the truth, or when you say what is on your mind, is a taboo when it comes to in the African home. I can only speak of African home because I am from an African home. So I believe the rules will probably apply to wherever may have experienced it in whichever way they have. I just really want to say that. I just want to say my truth. And again, people, just because I have said this now, there is truth in it. Some people might still say, oh yeah, you don't understand, you're being disrespectful. I don't care. There's a lot of double standards, I must say. There's a lot of hypocrisy and double standards in a lot of African homes, I must say. Because you tell them to, you when they're in your home, when they're with you, you say one thing, you say, but when they go out, you try to just, there's a lot of hypocrisy and double standards in African homes. I hope that God will help us. For us, the next generation, I hope God will help us to, you know, raise strong children, raise good morals in our children. You know, having said that, I must appreciate our parents, you know, who have raised us well and given us some morals. But, you know, there's still some gaps, you know, And I feel like there will always be gaps, really, let's be honest. There will always be gaps. But, it's just knowing what's important and just prioritizing and knowing what's more important and what we want to instill, the most important things that we want to instill in our children. Thank you all. Have a good day. Bye bye.